David, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well. You were on the beat for the Preds for a long time. Now moving over to the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, you've seen a few good young players in Nashville. And now you've got a young quarterback in Marcus Mariota that you're covering on a daily basis. And he's had a few games this year that make everybody go, wow. And then he's had some rookie-like games. What's the biggest difference you've seen in the games when he's throwing the four touchdowns compared to the games when the offense is struggling?
Time to throw is pretty much what it comes down to. You know, one of the big questions about Marcus Mariota coming into the NFL out of the spread option offense there in Oregon was whether he could read defenses. He can read defenses, and he can read them very well. But like any rookie, he doesn't read them as fast as he will someday. So you know, the Cleveland game, for example, the Browns got pressure on him all day. Miami Dolphins came after him, had pressure on him all day. And some of that is a result of injuries on the Titans offensive line. Others are just, you know, personnel issues in general up there. But when he has the time to stand in the pocket and get a clear picture of what's going on, he will make the right decision and the right throw much, much more often than not.
David, it's tough enough for a young quarterback to carve out his niche in a league that tough. You mentioned injuries and stuff along the offensive line. Has that situation improved enough where he's actually got time to think about playing the game rather than running for his life?
Well, it's solidified, we'll put it that way. They have two guys in the starting lineup right now who were not in the starting lineup at the start of the year, and one of those, you know, wasn't even with this team until 4 weeks ago. Another guy is playing a different position than he played for the first seven games of the season. So, you know, they've done a lot of shuffling there, but it seems to have settled things down, and the line has played pretty well the last couple weeks since the coaching change here. So, you know, I think they feel comfortable, if not necessarily confident or completely confident, shall we say, going forward.
David, I wanted to ask you about the coaching change. Earlier this month, they fired Ken Wisenhunt. Was this a good move for the Titans? He struggled since he joined Tennessee with a record of 3-20. I guess, was this move needed, and was he the biggest problem for the Titans, in your opinion?
You know, Jason, it seems like it was the right move because the team has played very well in the two games since that move. Now, they didn't win last Sunday against Carolina, but nobody's beaten Carolina this year. You know, they were in that game until well into the second half. So I think you can say it was the right move, and it goes back partly to the Marcus Mariota protection issue. One of the big issues with ownership that prompted them to make the move was Ken Wisenhunt's philosophy is such that he doesn't devote extra resources, meaning leaving running backs in to block or using tight ends to help with blocking before they go out in pass routes. He wants as many guys out in the pass routes as possible at all times, and ownership was afraid that this quarterback that they've invested so much in, who they feel like is going to be a real star in this league, wasn't going to last. So I think ultimately, the move will be judged by how long and how well Marcus Mariota plays, but that was one of the major issues in making that move.
We're joined by David Beauclair from the Nashville Post. Thursday Night Football is the Titans taking on the Jaguars tonight. David, in your opinion, at running back, who's going to get the majority of snaps tonight? We've seen Dexter McCluster have a bunch. We've seen Antonio Andrews take a bunch. We've seen Bishop Sankey, who had a great start to this year. He's cooled off. Who's going to be carrying the rock tonight for the Titans?
Yeah, Antonio Andrews is the guy right now. The coaches have sort of identified him, and they like him. He's a physical runner. He's the kind of guy who, you know, if you have to tackle him enough during the game, it becomes less and less fun to do so. And that's part of the identity the coaches are trying to establish right now. So, you know, he's the guy. The other guy to watch for is the rookie David Cobb out of Minnesota, who has not played all season, was on injured reserve, eligible to return, was added to the active roster last week but didn't play. He might get into the game tonight and might get some touches, and he would actually be a nice little number two to Antonio Andrews. I think that's what they would like to get to ultimately before the end of the season, and tonight might just be the night.
David Beauclair joins us out of Tennessee. David, this season obviously is one that's, you know, they're looking to improve on last year, and so far they have. And in a strange statistic in the NFL, there's 32 teams. Here we are entering week 11, and only 11 of them are above 500. You know, there's a lot of kind of middle-of-the-road average teams. Tennessee's hoping to get there. Have you talked to management? Like, they've got to get a big play receiver, right? Is that the clear, obvious thing? Like, when we go into the draft, are we expecting Tennessee, you know, their first-round pick's going to be a receiver?
I think yes. As we sit here today on November 19th, you have to say the number one thing that this team needs is a big time receiver who is going to make his quarterback look good and vice versa. They haven't had that guy here really ever, certainly not in the Tennessee years. You know, their best receivers have been a guy like Derek Mason, who's a smaller slot receiver, and you know that's Kendall Wright now too, the same guy among their wide receivers. But you know, this is a team that's always had good tight ends, and that's certainly the case right now. But until they get a wide receiver who can really make plays down the field and run those slant patterns and catch it and go and do those sorts of things, you know, they're really missing out, because the league is designed right now for the passing game and the, you know, those types of wide receivers. So, you know, Titans have to get them one and get them quickly.
David, I want to jump back to Mariota for a second. You're near this guy. Quarterbacks, among other things, have to be able to lead. They have to instill confidence. They obviously have to be able to execute. I read quotes from Mariota about thriving in hostile environments. I look at his record in road games and his touchdowns to interceptions ratio, which is 10-0, I think, right now. Is this young man, once he gets his feet wet in this league, is he the kind of guy they can hang their hats on in Tennessee?
Absolutely, and I'll say that by noting that I was incredibly skeptical of him. I've always said, you know, until I see one of these guys from a spread offense in college come in and really play well in the NFL, you know, I'm not going to believe it. And, you know, from as I mentioned earlier, his ability to read defenses, he's convinced me. And his leadership and whatnot is as good as this team has had in a long time. Like, you know, Jake Locker was the last guy they drafted in the first round, and Jake is a wonderful human being. You know, you'll never find anybody to say a bad word about him, but Jake never understood that playing quarterback is so much more than just calling the play in the huddle and taking the snap from center. You know, as you alluded to, there's so many other things that go into it. And Mariota, as I've watched him, I've been impressed, and I've been fascinated with the way he walks through the locker room, and he never walks straight to his locker. He always stops and talks to somebody, and you see him on the practice field. If it's a special teams period, for example, he's always sidling up to somebody on the defense and talking to them. I mean, he is making sure he is a central figure in that team, and you know, he's not a guy who's gonna get in guys' faces and tear them a new butthole and those sorts of things, but he is a guy who will, as his professional resume grows and he accomplishes more things in this league, will really have hold of that room and have a cachet about him that I think will be undeniable and is the kind of thing that can make for a very good football team at some point.
David, we appreciate the rundown. You know, one of the best young quarterbacks in the game, Marcus Mariota, and I think he's going to be somebody that fans around the league will be more impressed with by the game, and likely by next year or two, because he looks way more advanced than some thought in his first year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's the real deal. Like I say, he's convinced me. And Jason, I haven't turned my back on the Predators completely. I still dabble in them too. So anytime you want to talk Shea Weber and Roman Josi, let's do it.
Well, those guys are pretty good, and we are debating about Nashville at some point might have to trade a defenseman to get more scoring if they ever really want to take a step, because they've had great D for a long time, but it's never really allowed them to win anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the same thing. And they're sort of built backwards right now. They're old and slow at center, which is where you need to be young and fast right now. And I agree with you. They have enough assets on defense that they can make a blockbuster move. And you look how well the Patrick Hornquist and Nick Spaulding for James Neal trade worked out for them, for example.
Yep.
The Hornquist for a couple of years was a guy you thought would never be traded. And I thought maybe that would teach this team that, you know what, a bold move can work and can work really well, but they didn't do one this offseason. So we'll see what they dial up closer to the trade deadline then.
David, great to talk to you. We'll do it again soon. I love the double dipping from the Preds both to the Titans. Thanks for your time.
Hey, anytime, boys. You guys have a good weekend up there.